In the verse of the noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا. And then we've made the inheritors of the book our chosen servants, meaning this ummah. فمنهم ظالم لنفسه. There are those who are oppressive on themselves, meaning they don't wink an eye or bat an eye, they don't pay any attention in it to the book of Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. There are those who suffice on practicing by themselves. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And there are those who then go ahead with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who go ahead are the ones who practice on the book of Allah, and together with that call others towards the propagation of deen. So as a mu'min, your basic motto is learn, practice, propagate. And that should be your attitude. That should be your focus in life. That should be the outlook on how you approach life and how you approach every day of your existence. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, نذر الله امرأ سمع مقالتي فبلغها. May Allah keep in a good condition, keep him healthy and hale, the one who hears my words. سمع مقالتي, the hadith or the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فبلغها, and he conveys it to others. فرب حامل, because there are many who may simply know about something, or maybe may have memorized it, but the one who they convey it may understand it better, or may practice upon it to a greater extent. And one of the few things which we've been encouraged to attain more and more is with regards to the knowledge of deen. Allah did not instruct Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask for more of anything in this world except with regards to ilmu deen, in which he said, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, that, O my Rabb, increase me in my knowledge. O my Rabb, increase me in my knowledge. And that was the special dua that the Nabi had made. And that gives us an indication as to the high position. However, what we need to also know is that when we learn knowledge of deen, then we can gauge for ourselves how beneficial is it, by gauging how much closer does it bring us to Allah. وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. Allah says that become Allah wala, become a person of Allah, become those who are God fearing. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابِ, because of that which you learnt in the book, وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ, and all that you've learnt. So that should be the gauge for us as to how much closer is our knowledge bringing us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it such that we have beneficial knowledge that brings us close to Allah day by day.